There was a little boy who got into a heated argument with his sister about who was going to get the last brownie. Well, his mother overheard this argument, and she attempted to resolve this fuss. Both children were extremely upset, since each of them wanted the last brownie. Well, seeing the opportunity for this mother to teach a spiritual truth, she asked her children, "What would Jesus do?" The little boy immediately answered. He said, "That's easy. Jesus would just break that brownie and make 5,000 more." Well, the readings from 2 Kings and John's Gospel tell us of two extraordinary acts of multiplying food and feeding hungry crowds. In the Gospel, Jesus faces 5,000 hungry men, plus their women and children, hungry not just for physical food, but for the presence, the teachings, and the love of Jesus. Through most of this liturgical year, our Sunday readings are taken, the Gospel readings are taken from the Gospel of Mark. And the last two Sundays, we heard how Jesus sent his disciples to share in his mission. If we were to continue reading Matthew's or Mark's Gospel today, we would next hear how Jesus feeds the crowds in the miracle of the multiplication of the loaves and the fishes. However, we're taking a detour, and today we leave Mark's Gospel and we hear John's account of the multiplication of the loaves and the fishes. This begins John's long discourse from Jesus on the bread of life, and we will hear that throughout the month of August during the Sundays. In many ways, many important ways, John's Gospel uses the miracle of the multiplication of the loaves and the fishes to teach about the Eucharist. Jesus' language, even in this particular segment today, was similar to what he used at the Last Supper, as reported in the Synoptic Gospels, where they say, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, he took at the Last Supper. He gave thanks, he broke, and he gave. Well, recall that in John's Gospel, though, the story of the Last Supper is much different than that of the Synoptic Gospels. Instead of describing the meal and Jesus' actions with the bread and the cup, John describes, as you recall, how Jesus washed the feet of his disciples. Now, in both stories, the washing of the feet, and in the Gospel reading we heard today, the multiplication of the loaves and the fishes, the Gospel of John teaches us that Eucharist is an action. So the word Eucharist, and we've heard this a few times, is taken from the Greek language, and it describes an action. The action is to give thanks. So in the Eucharist, we are fed by Jesus. We are to give thanks, and we are to be sent out and to serve others. Well, what is this message? Maybe in a little more detail here today. Well, at this Mass, we have the bread broken for us. Not just is the bread our physical sustenance, but it is a deep gesture of God's consuming love for us. So as we are fed, we are also sent to go out, to break off a little piece of ourselves and to share ourselves with others and to assist in the creation of miracles. Now, what has God given you and me to share? We are to share the real presence of Christ that we consume here, and that we are to take that out, those pieces of our lives, to present the presence of Christ in our families and in our church and in our community and in our world. Many times, however, what we have to offer just seems like it's so inadequate. And we might say, I have so little to share. How can I help to feed those who are hungry around me, those who are suffering from the various hungers that they are enduring. Or we might say, I just don't have time to feed others. I'm so busy with my career, with my life, etc., etc. Or I am limited in my physical abilities. I don't have the knowledge or the ability to help. Well, how can my small amount of whatever make a difference? I think today in the gospel reading we heard that God can multiply our very little bit in ways that we don't always see, in ways that we don't understand. And not just money that we might give, but also time, effort, and presence that we can give to another person or other persons. And like the boy in the gospel reading today, we will find out that we will often receive more back than what we have given. Not that we expect it, but it comes. So all of us here can make a difference. We can make a difference to someone hungering by following Paul's advice to the Ephesians in our reading here this evening. Paul said we are to share gentleness, patience, bear with one another through love. John's gospel notes the detail that the bread blessed and shared with the crowd are barley loaves. Now, barley was a common crop in that time, but it was not the best crop to make bread. Barley was considered to be of low quality. It was common, but it was the food of the poor. Well, we are to be the barley for others in our world. We are sent to serve the poorest among us. There are many types of poverty and hunger in our local community and in the world. Of course, physical hunger is one that we help with here at St. Thomas More. We help by bringing food for the basket prior to masses on the weekends. And that food then is distributed through the $7 food pantry. We also can bring food for neighbor-to-neighbor meals that our parish is so involved in here in the community. But in addition to food, there's also a hunger for companionship, for friendship, for wisdom and truth. There's a hunger for positive relationships and love, for forgiveness and reconciliation in our workplaces, certainly in our families and in our church and community. So we are the disciples of today whom Jesus calls and tells us to feed the people in their need. We are asked to share what we can, and the Lord will transform that into something more and better than we could have ever imagined. Yes, Jesus is counting on our personal involvement, yours and mine, to carry out God's miracle of love in this community and wherever we might be.